Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Burt Show.
Can we talk about that on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go in a different direction than I thought we were going to go here. So I get a call like 2 weeks ago from a consultant that says, hey, bummer about the Burt Show going off the air. Can I poach a bunch of your people? And I'm like, hell yes, absolutely. And I'm like, okay, who's first? And they're like, can you tell me about Katie?
Mm.
And I'm like, what do you want to know? For sure. So this is pretty exciting. There is a syndicated show, and I want to keep it really, really broad here, and I don't want to mention specifics, but there is a syndicated show around the country that's in like 80 different cities that needs a new on-air producer that felt like Katie might fit nicely into. So I'm like, oh my God. Now, Katie at this point is going over to Pioneer to be audio and video editor, which is great. However, an opportunity like this could be really fantastic. So I presented it to her a couple of days ago. And in my mind, I guess this is how I operate. As soon as I hear an opportunity like that, I don't even think twice about it. I just immediately start pursuing it, thinking like, what could go wrong? Like, it's only a conversation. So when Katie came in here this morning, I checked in with her and she ain't done nothing.
No. It's because I'm at the age where I feel like I have to thoroughly think through all the possibilities, the A, the B, and the C. Mm-hmm. And so when you called me and told me this, the first thing I felt was like, oh, this is like great. This is exciting. And it's like, why wouldn't I want to like be first to jump on this opportunity? And then I thought about it. I'm like, I'm not 25-year-old Katie who would just be like, okay, this is something I want to rush into. I'm like, I'm at the age where I'm trying to build a family, so I have to take that in consideration because this is somewhere that would be out of state, somewhere completely different.
You'd have to move for sure.
Yeah, I would have to move. So it's like I had to take that into consideration. Then I had to take into what do I really want to do? And I'm at the point where I'm still finding Katie and what Katie loves to do. And so I'm like, is this something that I would love to do or something that I would just like to do? So it's going back and forth, and I haven't even... The first person I should have discussed this with was my mother because she's the one who would always give me the right advice. But I'm like, no, I'm an adult. So I didn't even tell her about this at all. She does not know unless she's hearing this now. Sorry, Mom.
But in order to make, I'm a processor too, right? Like I'm a thinker and I love what you're doing and I co-sign on it. But in order to really think it through, don't you need to have a conversation with them so you can actually figure out like what this gig is and what it entails and what it involves? And if it's even something you even need to be worrying yourself about, like figure out first, all right, what is this? And then you can start the whole like processing process.
Well, so last night I woke up in a night sweat from that.
Yep.
That thought popped up and I was like, wait, I got to do that. So yes, that is a thought that also came across. And I'm like, you know, I do have to weigh my options and have all the information before mm-hmm. I can decide on what I want to do.
Or there's also something to be said if you want to look at it from the other angle also is like, I know this isn't going to fit into my family situation, so why would I even pursue it? Why would I even make the call? Because I've got this girlfriend mm-hmm. now who's got a child. It's different. So why would I make a call in the first place?
Well, see, she is the only person I told about this, and she's supportive. So
dang it.
Yeah, she is. She's very supportive. She's like, we can make whatever work. We're already long distance. Like, and she was more excited than me. So
she wants to get you further away.
Yeah. I'm like, wait. I thought we were just talking about a 2-year plan. You want to change that up now? It's just, I'm terrified of change sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I have to learn how to not be terrified. And as Cassie was just saying before the mics turned on about taking the leap.
Uh-huh. You got to listen to that Steve Harvey clip again.
Yes. So, I will make a call. I will see what the options are and go from there. Okay. It's very scary.
I'm so nervous.
No, I'm just nervous. No. I get nervous at things like this. Like,
and it's a big change. And some, like, moving across the country is a big deal. And you've been doing it with us for how long?
Since 2016.
2016. And this is just, as we've been trying to tell you guys, this is a very different environment than what's going on with most morning shows around the country. However, the show that is interested in Katie is close to it.
Yep.
Is close to it. So there's some comfort in that.
There is. Right? I did some research and I was like, oh, okay. Yep. I'm just nervous and I don't know what to do, but I'm
Well, nervous is good because that actually means you care. Mm-hmm. I have a dear friend who I would use. We hosted an event together and I was like, he's like, you still get nervous? Because I was asking him, like, you get nervous? And he's like, I just want you to know, like, nerves are good. Like, embrace the nerves because it means you care and you want to do a good job. And that's a good thing, right? And so embrace the nerves and try to, like, you know, you are not, like you said, 25-year-old Katie. You're older and wiser, Katie. And this is right now just a fact-finding mission, just figuring out what this gig entails, mm-hmm. if it even would be a good fit. Mm-hmm. And then you can start crossing all those other bridges as far as, like, do I want to do long distance, et cetera. But I think Bert has a point that maybe you're avoiding this because you know it's a good opportunity and you don't want to be presented with having to make tough decisions.
Yeah, I don't like tough decisions.
Yeah, they're tough.
Yeah. I do not like that.
Abby's sitting there in the corner going, well, if you don't take it, can I have the number?
It's like you can read my mind.
Waiting to pounce over there.
The Bert Show.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.